Call today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. The number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And since it's Monday night, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And, again, join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots on the way here tonight. We're going to start out, though, with a little bit of good news. Yes, it does happen from time to time that there is good news to report, and so we're bringing it to you here straight from StopTheDrugWar.org. According to them, Governor Frank Murkowski's two-year effort to recriminalize marijuana in Alaska has hit a roadblock as of last week when a Superior Court judge struck down the part of the law that the governor had pushed through the legislature earlier this year. Judge Patricia Collins threw out the section of the law that criminalizes the possession of marijuana for personal use in the privacy of one's home, but reduced the exempt amount from 4 ounces to 1 ounce. Collins also left intact portions of the law increasing penalties for marijuana offenses. So it's mostly good news. And the good news is that earlier this year, Murkowski shoved through this bill that made it that changed Alaska from allowing people to have 4 ounces in their house, 4 ounces of pot, a quarter pound of pot in their house, making that go away. Now, this judge has overturned that law, saying, okay, you can have pot in your house again, Alaskans, but only 1 ounce this time. So it's shuffling. It might still be one step back, but nonetheless, good news for the drug war there. It's less restriction on marijuana than there was before in Alaska.
Now, what happens if you have a roommate situation where I don't really speak to my roommate very often, and we both have an ounce of pot in our rooms because, well, we smoke pot, each of us individually. Is it really,
That's an excellent question.
Doesn't seem very fair.
Well, let's explore this a little bit more. In a 1975 decision, Raven versus the state, Alaska Supreme Court held that the state's constitution's privacy provisions barred the state from criminalizing the possession of personal amounts of marijuana in one's home. A 1991 initiative recriminalized marijuana possession, but when that law was eventually challenged in 2004, the Alaska courts upheld the Raven decision, saying the popular vote could not trump the state constitution. That's good news. Ever since, Governor Murkowski has worked to undo those decisions. Last year, a determined lobbying effort... I don't know if you guys could hear that crackling, but we got a serious thunderstorm.
We're all going to die.
That was Torgo actually getting shocked by a bolt of lightning.
Fortunately,
my headphones have the smallest wire going from.
Right. Well, they also have less insulation of any sort, and it's just going to go straight into your brain.
And you also have the smallest brain of all three of us. So, anyway,
doesn't really make me feel any better.
Governor Murkowski has worked very hard since 1991 to undo those decisions. Last year, a determined lobbying effort financed by the Marijuana Policy Project managed to fend off action at the State House, but Murkowski managed to push the bill through earlier this year. Included in the law is a series of findings designed to demonstrate that marijuana is so much more dangerous now than it was back in 1975, and that the state Supreme Court will have to decide differently when it weighs the issue again. Quote, unless and until the Supreme Court directs otherwise, Raven is the law in this state, and this court is duty-bound to follow that law, wrote Judge Collins in her decision. The ACLU said, quote, the drug war has wreaked havoc on the Bill of Rights in the U.S. Constitution, but fortunately many state constitutions still shield individuals from drug war excess. This ruling is incredibly significant from a national perspective because there are a number of states with similar privacy rights in their constitutions that may afford protections to adult marijuana users. So it sounds like the ACLU is almost ready to go out and run this same sort of a challenge in other states that have similar privacy provisions in their constitution and maybe get possession of personal amounts of marijuana legalized there. Which could be great news.
It would take steps in eliminating this terrible drug war we have.
Of course, the drug warriors are going to say that society is going to crumble as a result of all this marijuana being in people's homes. I mean, now everybody's going to start to smoke dope, right?
You know, I've got to say that I think society is on its way to crumbling because of the destruction that's been done to the Fourth Amendment due to this drug war. The destruction you've seen on the Fourth Amendment, is almost entirely to be laid at the doorstep of the drug war. I see destruction there.
According to the Alaska Department of Law spokesperson, quote, we are pleased the judge made an expeditious ruling. It's always been our position that the issue of the legality of marijuana and the privacy debate really do have to go back to the Supreme Court for a final determination of the right to privacy and the state's safety interest in being able to prosecute marijuana cases. We plan to appeal expeditiously. So the state is not done.
Mm.
They think that they're keeping people
safe. It's not their money.
He thinks it's a safety interest. This is his excuse. It's safety is why they've made marijuana illegal. I'm sorry. I feel less safe because marijuana is illegal. I feel in danger because marijuana is illegal.
What is the danger in smoking pot?
Nothing's ever been proven to be dangerous in smoking pot.
I mean, I don't think it's good for you to inhale the smoke from burning plant matter, but I think that the worst... danger.
But for some reason, marijuana is a worse plant matter than cloves, tobacco, and all the other burning plant matter that people make a habit of inhaling.
And they're legal.
Yeah.
But the fact is, tobacco's the worst as far as causing lung cancer, and it's really because of the chemicals in tobacco, the things that have been done to it in the processing and the making of cigarettes, not the plant itself.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number if you want to comment on the Alaska situation. 800-259-9231, or bring up whatever you want. Let's talk to Nakia in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Hey, Ian Torgo and Mark. It's your good buddy Nakia down in South Florida.
Nakia,
I called a few times.
What's on your mind?
Well, I actually have started making some contacts in the Free State today. I talked to Margo of the Welcoming Committee of Concord.
Yeah.
And I am planning on moving there on the 19th of August.
Whoa, now wait a minute. Aren't you the guy that called, was it Saturday night, and said that you were going to move to California first?
Well, I was thinking about it, but I decided to follow my brain instead of my heart.
Cool. Really? So what was it that made you decide? What was the factor that made you decide to do this?
Normally when I follow my heart, I get hurt, and I'm trying to be smarter about things nowadays.
Me too.
Well, congratulations. So the 19th of August, correct?
Yes.
That is fantastic. Where are you going to end up? You say the Concord area?
Yeah, I believe that's probably the best for me because I come from two big cities. I used to live in L.A., now I live in South Florida. So I can't really go too small of a city.
Right. So what is it that you feel like your key issues are going to be? Because everybody that's moving into the state, they've all got different areas that they'd like to see the government reduced in first. So what are your two key issues that you're really going to be working on?
Well, actually, I called in on a great night because one of them is legalization of marijuana and other drugs.
Super.
I have been part of the Cannabis Action Network as well as the American Cannabis Society, and been politically active with them back when I was 18, 19 years old.
Right.
And now I plan on getting politically active again once I get up to New Hampshire.
That is fantastic. And what's your other issue?
My other issue is general personal freedom.
Hmm.
I believe that people, as long as you're not hurting somebody without their consent, you should be free to do what you want.
I absolutely agree, and I think it's going to be good to have more people up in New Hampshire that have the pro-freedom mentality when it comes to drug use and ending the war on drugs. I mean, because if we can end the war on drugs in New Hampshire, it's just going to be, people are going to be safer on the streets, and of course, it's going to turn into a tourist attraction to some extent. We're going to have a huge tourism industry just because a lot of people from around the world are going to come to sample some drugs.
You know, now, I did have a question about New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Is it one of the states that's decriminalized?
No. Not at all.
No.
So we've got to
work cut out. I know that before I move up there.
Yeah. We've got it cut out for us, the work. But I don't think it's going to be that hard because, actually, it turns out that even though it's not decriminalized, I think it's 1 out of every 10 or 1 out of every 11 people in New Hampshire actually admits to smoking marijuana. So New Hampshire has the highest pot-smoking population of any state in the union.
Great place for me to move.
There you go, man. Well, we'll see you up there. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, Nick.
All right, have a good one.
All right, dude.
The highest admitted percentage.
Correct. 800-259-9231. So the most honest of pot smokers live in New Hampshire, I guess. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. On the way, Torgo's going to take Mark to task on homeless people. Free Talk Live.
currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place. Everything on the site, totally free. Live streams included. Broadband version of the show awaits you, as well as the dial-up version. Both of them, again, free at FreeTalkLive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to FreeStateProject.org. Again, that's FreeStateProject.org. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Jim in Kansas. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
There we go.
Hey, Jim.
I can hear you now. I was barely hearing you there.
I'm sorry to hear that. That would be the network side. So, Bordoff, well, if you can adjust that for our people on hold, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, okay. it's just while I was on the phone, you know, waiting.
Right.
But
right.
The minute you popped in, then bang, loud, no problem.
Okay. They can adjust that. Okay, so go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah. You was talking about the marijuana.
We was.
You know, you put some things together, and I wonder if there's a story behind it. Number one, you remember back in the days of laws against booze?
Well, I was not alive at the time, but I understand what happened back then. So what about it?
Well, probably the reason that it could have been put in was to make the price go up, because half the right people, had control of it, like Kennedy. He was into booze deep, you know. That's where he made his fortune.
Sure.
And it's always been that way, the higher they go. But the reason they stopped it was two reasons. So, number one, they couldn't get anybody in a court to commit anybody for
That's
a crime.
Correct. Jury nullification was in effect.
Oh, yes. And they had no control over that. And the other reason was the wrong people had the real power in the booze industry. You know, the big gangsters.
Sure. Well, yeah, whenever you prohibit something, we went over this weekend, whenever you prohibit anything, whether it be booze, drugs, or guns, you know, it doesn't matter. It goes underground, or books. It'll go underground, and then, the mafia is going to get a hold of it.
Well, then they came up with this drug war. And the drug war has made drugs a very lucrative thing.
Sure has.
And the right people are in. You no longer have the gangsters that run it.
Oh, no, there's gangsters. It's just not like it used to be. They don't, you know, wear suits and carry Tommy guns anymore. There's definitely gangsters.
I want to know what happened to the fedora. More people should wear fedoras.
Isn't marijuana a competition for drugs?
I don't understand the question.
Well, if I smoke marijuana, I may not buy your drugs.
I don't know. I guess it's competition in the sense that it eliminates money that somebody could use on something else. But
when you say drugs, do you mean like hard illegal drugs, or do you mean prescription drugs?
The hard illegal drugs.
I'd say it's just very peripherally in competition with...
It's not much. I mean, really, there's so many more marijuana smokers out there compared to the harder drug users. I don't think it's really a much competition. They're two totally different realms.
Now, it might be good competition for cigarettes. Because, you know, if you only have a certain amount of money, are you going to get your pot or are you going to get your cigarettes?
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of people would have trouble with that.
That is true.
Jim, did you have any other thoughts for us?
Well, I was just wondering if there was anything, you know, that might be behind some of that.
As I understand it, what originally was behind it was more of an industrial sort of a reason. Back in the 30s, I believe it was DuPont, some of the textile manufacturers lobbied pretty heavily to have marijuana outlawed because of the hemp factor, because hemp was so much more useful than the products that these other companies had in their inventory, and they were concerned that hemp was going to put them out of business. So they said, well, we should outlaw this because black people and Mexicans are smoking it, and we don't want any of our nice white kids to get tied up in these bad drugs. And so it had a lot to do with industry and racism, really, was why it was originally made outlawed. Thanks for the call, Jim. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jonathan in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen. How is everyone there?
Fantastic.
Couldn't be better, Jonathan. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to call in. This drug war should be immediately abandoned.
Yes.
I think collectivism in general and socialism in particular should be abandoned. And I think this individual in Alaska, I think he should be voted out of office because he's far more dangerous than any of the dope dealers.
He's out of his mind. Either that or he is a dope dealer. I mean, really. Who wants the drug war to continue besides the drug dealers themselves and the police?
Well, you got to figure, if you cut out marijuana, then we'll need fewer judges, and that judges can't like that.
Right, right. Anybody who's profiting from the war on drugs, whether it be the police, the judges, or the governor, because he can get extra votes by saying he's tough on drugs, anybody who profits from the war on drugs would like it to continue. So you're talking about Governor Frank Murkowski.
Yes, sir. I would also say we need to abandon this hyper-conservatism because really it's just a feign and a cloak of collectivism. And
when
I think
you say
we should
hyper-conservatism, what do you mean?
I mean, this essentially this neoconservatism, this this big government, you know, the collective over the individual. I think if we don't abandon this and all these other wars against the individual, we're going to self-destruct.
I agree completely, and it's so sad. I mean, it really is so sad when you get these so-called conservatives on the air trying to defend their collectivist mentality, trying to defend taking money from people to spend on the things that they want to spend it on, which is all
they're doing. Right. That's why I called in about Zionism. I think the Jewish people should abandon Zionism because it's only hurting themselves.
So by Zionism you mean support for the Israel nation? Is that what you mean by Zionism?
No. Well, I'm not talking about like the nationalism. I'm talking about abandonment of Zionist principles and, of course, their end goal of controlling the original biblical borders of Israel and the Middle East.
I don't know. I mean, do Jewish people in America have these as goals? Mark, you've got a good friend in New York City that's a Jewish man. Do you mm-hmm. think he's a Zionist? Does he want to take control of the world? And that's
he simply wants to see Israel continue as a country. He doesn't want to.
Well, so do I. I mean, I don't want to see Israel self implode. But if they continue their Marxist and collectivistic habits, they inevitably will. I mean, this their wars that they've had have drained their economy. I mean, they've lost men and women. We need to abandon this violence. We need to smoke more marijuana. We need to we need to relax.
I would agree that war is a bad thing, and I think that what the best thing for us is just for America to get out of Israel's business. If we didn't support
including
them,
getting out on the monetary basis as well, just pull no more money, no more troops, none of that.
That's the American government.
Yeah.
You know, if American Jews want to send money to Israel for whatever nefarious practices it is that they're up to, I'm not going
to
stop them.
Sure, you should be free to send money and aid to whatever country around the world that you want to. It's just that the government shouldn't be involved in doing any of it. Jonathan, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231 to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
Hey, I was calling in to report on today's activism activities, but before I forget, this Kaya from Florida, who's saying that he's moving up on August 19th.
Yeah.
I've already checked my calendar, and unfortunately, I have to work. He's dealing with a great group of folks over at that welcome wagon.
Oh, yeah, that's right, where everybody will show up at your house or your apartment, wherever you're arriving to. A bunch of people will show up and help you move in. All right, you've got an activism report. Hang on, John. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231 is the number. It's Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hey, Bill. I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please. I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John.
Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, grown by nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your grown by nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And anything goes. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. And, of course, you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We go immediately back to the phones to John in New Hampshire. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo, Mark. Hello, John.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I wanted to report on today's activities, and it's kind of interesting because there's a fellow that's being charged by the government for resisting taxes, and they usually like to refer to that as illegal tax resister, and some of us like to think, well, if there's an illegal tax, then it ought to be resisted. And
right.
A lot of us don't happen to personally know this fellow, but here we have a Monday. Just any other Monday, more than a half dozen of us show up at the federal court up in Concord. We have a nice morning. It turned out that the hearing was postponed, or whatever the technical word is for that. But we got to hang out. We have some interaction with the federal employees at the building. Very minor interaction with the local police, who seem to be most reasonable in most cities and towns around the state.
That's good to know. I had actually heard something about this. I don't know if you were present for when this actually went down, but there was a gentleman there, Roger, who was videoing the entire thing. He does some great video work for the Freedom Movement in New Hampshire. And apparently one of the federal agents, security guards up there, threatened him physically.
Yeah, I wasn't directly there, but I was not within earshot, but I could see the interaction. This guy had come out of the courthouse building, and it's right next door to another federal office building.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was some interaction, and most of it's, you know, pretty reasonable stuff. You know, there's conversations. They realize we're nonviolent, and we're there to protest, and we have a right to do so.
Sure.
And so, you know, none of it really generally gets nasty, and, you know, they might think we're kind of curious, and we think they're kind of curious, too.
From what I understand, this fellow
went across the street and wrote down Cat and Russell's license plate number. So Roger pursued him. With his camera, he just wanted to ask, "What do you, you know? Can you tell me why you're writing down that number?"
Sure.
and the guy responded that he was going to punch his lights out or something like that.
Yeah.
Which just says, you know, the guy's really not too bright to be making comments like that.
Yeah, it seems really inappropriate for a security guard to be behaving in that way towards somebody with a video camera.
Yeah, he's probably the dumbest, you know, the dumbest bureaucrat that we've run into, because like I say, like Roger said, there's other things he could have said that might have bothered Roger. He could have belittled them a little bit, or he might have said something to get under Roger's skin, but you know, that's not going to do it. That's just the guy being stupid saying something like that.
I hope you got his name and his badge number, and somebody goes after him via his superiors on that. Not that anything, I expect anything to happen, but
he'll probably get promoted, Ian.
Yeah, good point. Touche. All right, man, anything else on your mind today?
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on this fellow from Florida that's moving up here.
Yeah.
He might want to also make sure he goes to nhfree.com, because if he puts this on the calendar that he's moving, and he might not, you know, need or want the help, but if he chooses it, he can put it on the calendar, and that's one of our activities. Like Russell says, if somebody uses a professional mover on this end, we're a little bit insulted, because, you know, we like to meet people and
sure.
We turn it into a little party when we have people moving in, and it's always
really
great to meet the new folks.
I mean, how amazing is that, that when you move to somewhere, you're moving somewhere where you don't know anybody, and then 10 people show up at your house to help you unload your moving van?
Hey, I just helped two guys move into this building. They're not even free staters, but I figure I need to practice because people aren't moving up here fast enough. So
there you go.
All you people listening, get up here. So
you heard
I don't
want to
be practicing for nothing.
Get your butts in gear. Thanks for the call, John. We
all right, good evening.
From you, sir. 800-259-9231. I mean, when you think about moving, it's usually, oh, gosh, we've got to move again. Got to load the truck, unload the... Oh, man, it's just hell. It's hell
right.
Moving.
Moving is one of the most awful things that you could ever have
yeah.
to do.
You want
to
try to minimize the amount of moves that you ever will experience in your life. But at least when you're going to the free state, half the job isn't as bad as it has to be. You still have to load up the truck yourself, but the unloading part, there's people there for you if you want them to be. I think that's really cool.
It's great.
Yeah. And you don't have to pay them, but maybe get a pizza or a couple pizzas or something like that.
So there's enough people, you get like four.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can handle getting pizza and beer and people come over and help me unload.
Right, but then again, if it's Torgo helping you unload, you'll have to reserve an entire pizza for him. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number.
Can you eat in a whole pizza by yourself?
That would depend on the size of the pizza.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about the homeless. I know you wanted to get into this, Torgo.
Well, this is just kind of something that I saw over the course of the last week that gave me a reason to counteract something that Mark said last Monday. Last Monday...
But quote me, please, if you would.
I hate the homeless.
That sounds right.
They're worthless. They don't do anything. They don't serve a purpose. You are incorrect, sir. They serve a purpose. I found a homeless man this last week who has to be the most entertaining homeless man I have ever seen in my entire life. It brought me joy at work.
Do tell.
I'm sitting in my office, and I heard some noise outside the window. You know, I'm just doing my job, and I hear...
Aren't you on the second story?
I am. And so I heard some noise down in the street, like a car honking and somebody yelling, so I was wondering what was going on. I look out my window, and there's this crazy homeless guy standing in the middle of the street, and as cars are coming down the street, he's stepping in front of the cars to stop them, screaming that they need to slow down, and that he is Batman.
That's awesome.
And then...
You're right.
And then when the people who are in the car starts honking at them, he starts screaming at them that if they don't like it, they should get out of their cars and fight him.
Well, who wants to do that?
I wouldn't fight Batman.
I won't. Fighting a homeless guy, what if they're carrying a communicable disease? I don't want to win. You know.
Plus, it's hard to fight Batman when he's on PCP.
Exactly, but he's down there going nuts, and so, you know, we watched it. Like, six people gathered around upstairs around my window, and we all watched him for a couple of minutes. But then he just kept this one lady in the middle of the road for like 4 minutes, and finally it was just like, okay, we need
Stop
to do
this.
Something about this. So we all go outside, about six guys go outside, and... Convince him.
Hey, Batman, ease up.
Convince him to come out of the street and come up and talk to us on the sidewalk.
Batman, the commissioner wants to talk to you.
Right. So then we tell Batman, we're like, look, Batman, this might not be the best idea. The cops are probably going to be on their way. And
you misheard. It's Batmanuel.
Batmanuel. Instead of going crazy and screaming at us, he instead proceeds to ask us for 75 cents with which to purchase a Band-Aid.
What was that for?
A Band-Aid.
A Band-Aid.
Apparently he had a boo-boo.
He had a scrape on his arm, not from anything having to do with the cars. No, I guess he was just screaming at the cars, and then once that was done, he needed a Band-Aid. It was just, like, really odd work. You know, he's in the middle of this diatribe, and we're like, hey, come over here, the cops are coming. And he just, you know, he walks up.
You didn't really call the cops, you just told them that, right?
Well, the lady in her car was on her phone. Oh, we figured the cops were going to be on their way. So, like, you know, the cops are coming, you might want to get out of the road and stop harassing these people. And instead of screaming at us and going on about how, you know, Batman has wrongs to right or whatever it is that he was screaming about, he's like, it just turned into a homeless guy asking us for money and then stumbling away off into the distance. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to defend my statement on hating homeless people. I hate the homeless people that sit there and are dirty on a bench. I hate the homeless people that walk up to you and ask for money.
But the entertaining ones, you're going to give them a pass.
Now, what about the ones who ask...
If they are entertaining, that goes a long way in whoever you are.
Okay. Right. Now, I know you said you hate the ones who come up and ask you for money, but would you have been mad at Batman for asking you for money had you been in that situation?
If he was entertaining, I might very well have given him some money. Just because I feel, as far as I'm concerned, they should work for their money, and entertainment is working.
It was great, though, because he was like the best mumbly homeless guy ever. Dude, that was even, because he's screaming, and then he comes up out of the road like,
I just want to know, can I get 75 cents? My arms is all scraped it up, and I don't want to be bleeding when I'm walking down the street.
You know, 75 cents doesn't make me mad either, because it's when they start asking for $5 that just infuriates me. What? Get out of here! And so I know that there's people in the world that are homeless that aren't dirty and don't sit on park benches and, you know, kind of clutter up the atmosphere. There are people that are homeless that don't walk up and ask for money. It's the overt homeless that, and you know, the people that make career homelessness that really bother
in your face homeless.
Yeah, that's what bothers me.
And it's worse. I mean, the bigger the city you're living in, the worse it is, right? When they come up, they try to sell you flowers or wash your car windows and all that, and they just get in your way. Just stay out of the way, and then it's nothing.
At least window washing, they're trying to do something.
Yeah, but they wash your window before you actually get them permission to. Isn't that usually how it works? Then you owe them. They've performed a service, and you owe. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most most important, they're affordable. Natural Salt Lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a Natural Salt Lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And Batman.
All right. That's the radio show.
Oh, so we were talking about homeless people, and Torgo had an experience today where there was a homeless man out in front of his place of business pretending to be Batman, apparently. Was he flapping his arms or doing anything bat-like? Or
no, he was kicking the hoods of cars, however.
Oh, my. Actually causing damage to stuff?
He was stumbly and drunk. There's not a whole lot that he could really do. I mean, he kicked as well as he could without falling on himself.
You think he was drunk?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, still, maybe.
I mean, unless he's just had so much to drink that he constantly smells like gin, which
that's
could
possible.
Also be the case.
Yeah. All right. Just fallen into a vat of rubbing alcohol.
By the way, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, and we would like you to shop with us. If you aren't totally homeless and have some money and have a house that you can have things shipped to, you should go to Amazon through our site. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and everything you purchase, we get a percentage of. So it's a great way to get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live all out at the same time. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. To Cameron in Canada, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Gentlemen, doing tonight?
Hey, doing great. What's up?
Great. It's great to talk to you guys. Yeah, about the homeless Batman guy, I think it would be funny if you guys, you know, flash the bat signal to get the real Batman to come down and save you. I wonder what he'd do then.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
It would be. You know, I always wondered if I did put the bat signal up on the roof of the building where I work, if the real Batman would show up.
Yeah, or Spider-Man even.
If you hang a stocking on your fireplace, Santa Claus shows up and stuff's full of stuff. So
exactly.
There you go.
And
Cameron, all you had?
Sorry?
Did you have more?
Yeah, about the moving thing, you guys saying moving's such a drag. I mean, you're right, because I guess it depends how long you've stayed in the place, but I mean, if you're moving to, like, a Playboy mansion or something, it's not too bad.
I can see what you're... Yeah, it doesn't really depend.
Now, the destination wouldn't be a drag. However, the act of packing everything up in your crappy old apartment before you get to the Playboy mansion would still suck.
Yeah, or you get the homeless guy to help you out.
You know, that's not a bad idea. Mark, you were... Earlier today, in the studio, during one of the breaks, Mark is working on his house. He's trying to sell it before he moves up to Keene, New Hampshire with us. And you were lamenting the fact that you just need an able-bodied man who will work cheap.
He just needs an able-bodied man.
And, you know, and then Torgo's day joke showed up.
Right, exactly.
But it was funny.
Or you can take Batmobile, that'll really get you there fast.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Cameron.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys.
All right,
I think you're going to need the Bat trailer to go with the Batmobile if you're going to be moving.
Bat jokes at this point.
Sorry.
That's why I hung up on camera. I didn't hang up on him. I said goodbye. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number.
And Cameron, don't worry about the way Ian's treating you. You can always call in tomorrow night. Same bat time.
Oh, no.
Same bat channel.
All right. So 800-259-9231, the number here. We were talking about drugs earlier in this hour, but more of the marijuana-style drugs. And there's good news out of Alaska, but there's bad news, on the other hand, coming out of Michigan. Little noticed among the package of anti-methamphetamine bills signed last week by Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm was one that bans publication of recipes for cooking meth from the internet.
Well, that's going to be real effective. They're going to ban people writing things down and putting pictures on the internet because there are billions of web pages.
Now, is that on their internet or on everyone else's internet?
It's in the pipes.
Which tubes?
Which
tubes are they closing off? That's the question.
Well, under the new law, the state attorney general could bring a civil action against anyone who published such information on the internet. Courts could order relief in various forms, including injunctions against the website, actual damages sustained by the state or its residents, punitive damages, and attorney fees and costs. The new law seems to be certain to be challenged on First Amendment grounds, a fact perhaps implicitly acknowledged by the state's fiscal analyst, saying, quote, the bill would have an indeterminate fiscal impact on the judiciary. Any fiscal impact would depend on the number and complexity of lawsuits brought under the bill. Are they really going to be suing people in other states for putting information up on a website?
How can they do that?
I don't know.
Well,
has this ever happened before?
What they can do is they can bring a lawsuit against that person and say, I'm suing you for putting, you know, bomb information or whatever it is, or meth information up on the internet. So you have to come to court here in Michigan. And the person in Arizona never shows up. So the state of Michigan gets a judgment against that person and can, you know, put a garnishment against their wages if they ever get a job in Michigan.
Oh, only in Michigan.
Right, exactly. There's nothing they can... They can, you know, have a preemptive, you know...
They can't extradite him, put a warrant out for his arrest, and extradite him?
No, because he hasn't committed a crime where he lives. That's the thing. You can... He's done nothing to get himself arrested where he lives.
So, do you think this is just something that's going to affect websites based in Michigan at this point for the most part?
I would think so. Now, you know what's interesting is if you care so much about things like this, why not outlaw the bomb-making pages as opposed to the meth-making pages? I don't know of any states that outlaw bomb-making pages on websites.
Because meth is more dangerous than explosives.
Well, apparently. Maybe it's because...
I mean, that's what they're saying. I don't advocate... it's very difficult for me to say this, but I don't advocate banning pages that have bomb-making information.
Well,
I don't know why, but I know that censorship's bad.
Well, it's the First Amendment, freedom of speech, and I'm thinking that maybe the reason why, and I don't know the history of bomb-making information as far as where it's been published and what cases it resulted from that, but I would guess that if somebody did try something like that in the past, since bomb-making information has been around for so long, obviously it went to court and they lost.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to have lost, at least back then. Nowadays, who knows? Nowadays, who knows what will happen when a First Amendment case goes to court.
Yeah, in all likelihood, there's case law for bomb-making
information. If the judge rolls out of the bed on the wrong side, you might have a case law against the freedom of speech in this country today. 800-259-9231.
The first one ever.
By the way, this is, by the way, the same state, Michigan, that has that law in effect where if you are pulled over and they blood test you on the side of the road, which they're allowed to do, apparently.
What?
If they blood test you and find out that you have marijuana, THC, the remnants, if you will, in your bloodstream, then this is the same state that will send you to jail as a result of that. These people are absolutely insane. I mean, is this symbolism? I mean, is that all this is?
I didn't know about that law. I'm sorry, I just have to make a statement about this. I didn't know about that law. And for somebody like me, that law is awful. I've never smoked marijuana in my life.
Correct.
Not even one time I've never tried it, nothing.
Why is it awful?
Because I go to concerts, and I'm going to a concert this coming weekend. There will be people smoking pot at this concert.
Pretty much a guarantee. Yeah.
Absolutely. Every concert I've ever been to, there's been weed at the concert. I know that I've been exposed to THC.
Has anyone ever passed you a joint?
And I've passed it directly to the person next to me.
That's very nice of you.
Yep. I'm like, oh, well, I'm not going to stop them from getting what they want, but I'll send it on down the line. So
you've handled marijuana.
I certainly have. I've handled marijuana. But I know I've had THC in my bloodstream because of, you know, inhaling the smoke and being around it and things of that
nature. Secondhand.
So if I'm driving home from a concert that night, they give me a blood test. They find trace amounts of THC. I'm going to jail because someone I've never met was smoking pot at a concert.
Wow.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's pretty crappy.
Have you ever felt a contact high from, you know, just a certain amount of marijuana being smoked around you?
One time. And
really?
That was when I was at a going away party at my friend's house. Yeah. And that's because I was sitting in the living room with all of my friends who were there.
Yeah.
There were 10 people in there. Two
all
of us,
smoking weed.
Two of us were not smoking, and the rest of them were for like 3 hours.
Wow. That'll do it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I felt a little bit of something.
Wow. So there you go. Torgo's only experience ever getting somewhat of a buzz on
yeah.
the marijuana. If it's a closed-off room, then it's just going to accumulate, really.
Exactly.
So 800-259-9231, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. I just think it's so sad that, you know, Michigan losing its mind. I mean, how far will they go with this? Blood testing people on the side of the road? If you get pulled over and the state trooper or whoever it is pulls out a needle, what do you say to that?
I don't know, but it's going to ruin Michigan's tourist industry. Well, wait a minute. There is no tourist industry in Michigan.
That's right.
It stinks.
No, what about the big draw that is Detroit?
Yeah, Detroit. The armpit of America. I don't know. Maybe Milwaukee.
There's a lake up there. People go see the lake,
it's
right?
True. It's a beautiful lake.
Yeah. But what do you do when
the UP is nice.
And if they're going to go look at Lake Michigan, they do it on the Chicago side. Because Michigan is awful.
What do you do when the policeman pulls out a needle? What do you do when the policeman pulls out a needle and wants to stab you with it? I mean, if you refuse, you're going to jail. That's a guarantee, right? Because if you refuse if you refuse the drunk test, you'll go to jail.
It sounds like you would.
What do you do?
Now, can they just administer that as a standard field sobriety test without any
sure.
sort of...
They may have to have some sort of probable cause. I don't know what the details are.
Okay, because if they can just pull somebody over... Because, you know, if they pull somebody over for a broken taillight and it's late at night, they can also give that person a sobriety test without any cause
right.
whatsoever.
Just
if they
because
can do,
you've assigned the driver's license and that...
If they can do a blood test for the exact same reason, that's ridiculous. Well, and I recommend no one ever go to Michigan.
Yeah, a year ago there was an article about Utah state troopers being trained on how to draw blood on the side of the road. I don't know. Is that a sterile environment? More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...